Talk Live. And you can bring up anything you want here, toll free, 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. Coming up, Daryl will continue the story that we barely touched on about how, why, rather, you cannot buy alcohol, you can't buy actually beer, specifically at grocers in Pennsylvania, or liquor, apparently.
And beer, liquor, wine.
Yeah, we'll tell you why that is here in a moment. Also, take your calls at 855-450-FREE, and we're going to go to the phones here. By the way, it's Ian with you.
Ellen.
And Daryl.
Right into the phone calls this hour. We'll start with Howard. He's listening in Pennsylvania, and he's on Skype. Hello, Howard.
Hi, Ellen, Daryl, and Ian.
Hey, go ahead.
Good evening. You were speaking about vice, so I had a few comments about that. It reminded me of when my father would take me to this Catholic church. When you could pull in the parking lot, the first sign you would see was like, no biking, no skating, no this. And it always reminded me like, no, no, no. And that's the association I have with the Catholic church, was like, no fun. But
yeah, sounds like it.
As far as the alcohol in Pennsylvania, I live in Pennsylvania. And it's much more restrictive than in other states that don't have the state store system like we do here. And it is restrictive. You can't take like more than 2 6-packs out of a bar, and you have to buy all your booze. Anything, any kind of hard liquor or wine has to be sold through a state authorized venue. And it makes it so it's harder for people to sell like better wines, and you don't get as good service as being run by the government. But
So what you're saying is, just to clarify, you're saying that the government is the seller, or there are certain private sellers who are authorized?
State. No, it's the state. Only there are beer distributors where I think that they are like just privately owned place, but that's all they can sell is beer.
Just beer.
Like,
so
yeah,
if I want to buy a box of wine, I'm going to have to go to the state-run store.
Yeah, and that's only open from, that's not open like hours, other hours, like in states that aren't as restrictive.
It's open very limited hours, you mean? Like they close at like 9 at night or something like that?
Yeah. It's really, you have to, it's like, I wanted to relate the story. I drink a lot, and I was having a problem a couple years ago. And I went on a road trip to Florida. I have a relative down there around the Cape Canaveral area. And I was doing great. I quit drinking. I clearing my mind out. But after like a day or two, it got really hard. I got kind of squirrely. So I was walking around to kill time and just to keep busy. I walk so much. I really like the Jimmy Buffett song. I broke my flip flop. But I went into a supermarket, and Florida is so much different. So I'm like obsessing about wanting a drink really bad. And I'm walking through the supermarket just trying to clear my mind. And I look around, and every aisle, I'm standing in the aisle, and there's beer and stacked up to the ceiling. I'm like,
yeah.
What the heck? It was so not like where I'm from. Like, it was just a funny story. And I actually stopped drinking for like 90 days that time. So it's a good story to relate. But the thing, you know, about temptation, if you really want to stop drinking, that's the bottom line. You have to want to stop, and you can stop
for sure.
No matter how much you're craving. But it was just the funniest thing, because I'm here from Pennsylvania where you have to go to the state store and go through all this. And I'm in a state where they're so less restrictive that in the supermarket, I'm telling you, like they had displays and like nice beer.
Oh, I know. I'm from Florida, so I know what it's like. We actually have supermarkets sold wine and beer in New Hampshire. You can go to a grocer. You can go to most convenience stores and buy both wine or beer, but you cannot buy liquor. Here in New Hampshire, you have to buy it from the state. If you want to buy liquor, the state store is the only option. Howard, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. But yeah, in Florida, they have liquor stores that are not run by the state. They actually have what they call ABC Liquor. That's one of the brands. There's different brands. There's different, you know.
Yeah, they've got those in Alabama as well.
Right. So there's a lot of private companies that sell alcohol and hard liquor down there, and you can totally just buy as much beer and wine. So that's, to me, it was a shock coming to New Hampshire and having liquor being sold only by the state. I think that's terrible. But some people really like it, apparently, because the state doesn't mark it up as much. I mean, some people tell me that the liquor prices in New Hampshire are the best prices they've ever seen. I don't know that. I don't know these things. I've never really bought liquor at any point. Maybe like once or twice in my life. So I don't really have an experience with that to where I can compare it to anything else. Let's continue. Leon is in New Hampshire, listening in Nashua to WSMN. Hey, Leon.
Hey, what's going on? I'm happy to talk to you guys.
Sure, what's on your mind?
I found out yesterday that Singular wants to fuse with AT&T or the other way around, whatever. And every time I hear kind of stuff, it creeps me out. It's like how, what's it called, how Time Warner and Comcast are going to fuse. So I just want to know what you guys thought about that, if that's going to, like, lead to eventual, like, a monopoly or, yeah, I'll just take I'll take it the rest off the air.
Okay. Hey, thanks, Leon. I appreciate hearing from you. What do you guys think? Singular and AT&T proposing a merger, apparently.
I don't know. It seems as though every couple of years, a couple of the major telecom companies decide that they're going to merge. And then it always goes down to a battle at the FTC and the FCC. And ultimately, they generally wind up happening. Although
this is old news, by the way. It's according to Wikipedia, February 13th, 2004, AT&T Wireless accepted bids for acquisition. Singular won them back. This was a decade. This is old news, a decade old.
I was going to say, I remember AT&T merging with several companies over the last several years.
Yeah, so apparently, I don't know, maybe the dude saw the headline. Sometimes when you're on Facebook or whatever, somebody will post an old story.
Oh, I hate when they do that.
Yeah, they'll get shared, and then you'll think, oh, this is breaking news. And then you go and you look at the date on the story, and it's really old. But regardless, his question still stands. I mean, you know, is this going to lead to monopoly of cell phone service?
Okay, well, let's go to something that is more up to date. The Time Warner and Comcast proposed merger.
It may be apples and oranges, but I'll give you the reason why in a moment. Tell me what you were going to say about that.
Well, I know why you're saying it's apples and oranges, because the cable companies get the monopolies granted to them by the cities or municipalities.
There's more competition in wireless.
There is much more competition in wireless, but the same concept of preventing the mergers applies to both cases, because you
there are a lot of
one company that's going to be too large.
That's the idea, right. At least.
I think he does bring up a good point. Like, even if the story that he's talking about is old, I've noticed that, like, over the years, there are fewer and fewer companies that do, like, cell phone provider, because these companies start out, like, when they did start out, there was many smaller companies, and now they've gotten so large and powerful that they're kind of kicking the ladder away so that nobody else can, like, get to such an advantage point as they have.
They're using regulation, like we were talking about earlier,
right,
with the cigarette companies using the FDA's regulation to put their competitors out of business. Same thing happens in the wireless industry, where regulation keeps new upstarts from coming in and bringing innovation in. And also another thing about combining companies in the wireless industry, you know, I'm not going to oppose and say the government needs to come in and put a stop to this. What I support, and this is the same thing with Time Warner and Comcast, I'm not going to oppose that, because that would mean the government would stop companies from buying and selling one another.
Right.
That doesn't make sense. But the thing that I oppose is having the government regulations in the first place that create a restricted marketplace, that create a situation where these big mega corporations can thrive and be subject to next to no competition.
Right.
That's what I support.
And here's one reason why it's not necessarily apples and oranges. It might be apples versus some other form of an apple, because back in the early 1900s, it was AT&T that began requesting all of these local monopoly charters for providing telephone service under the claim of, well, if you have too many companies, then they'll just start cutting each other's lines, and there's going to be too many lines, and phone poles are going to be too heavy, and they'll just fall over, and all of these other things.
That technology solved
so
those problems.
AT&T was given a monopoly by all of these different municipalities and state governments. Until in the early 1980s, the Supreme Court said, you've got an illegal monopoly.
And they rolled it back. We'll come back with more here in moments. So you can share your thoughts at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Monopoly, vice, whatever's on your mind goes here on Free Talk Live.
All right, hold on. We've got to interrupt the regularly scheduled stuff for just a minute. I've got to tell you about this because it's weird. It'll make sense. What if I told you that eating this one weird spice could actually help you reverse diabetes. I know, it's crazy, right? Well, if you or somebody you care about has diabetes or pre-diabetes or metabolic syndrome, you've got to check out this video. It's free. You may have heard about this. People who've tried it say that they've been able to normalize their blood sugar, stop taking their diabetes meds, and their doctors are all for it. So what is it? What's behind this? Well, the company says it's a natural drug-free approach to reversing diabetes, and they say that it works in as little as 4 weeks, and it all starts with this one weird kitchen spice you probably have in your kitchen right now. So you should check out the free video and see for yourself. It's at weirdspice55.com. So write that down. It's weirdspice55.com. Weirdspice55.com.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. We'll take your calls about anything you want here. Toll-free, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Join us via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Feel free to reach out that way if you prefer. In fact, I would say I prefer it if you've got Skype. It's worth the effort. If you've got a smartphone and you don't have Skype and you like to call Free Talk Live, take a moment. Put it on there. It'll upgrade your sound quality. And somebody who sounds good on the air, we're more likely to keep you on the air for a little bit longer. So, again, you can get on Skype at username lrn.fm. And if you've been thinking about getting bitcoins, we have the solution for you. You got the Bitcoin wallet down, right? You've been to blockchain.info. You've gotten your free Bitcoin wallet, and you're ready to put Bitcoins in it. All you have to do is go to cashintocoins.com. The instructions there are clear. It's easy, safe, fast, legal, inexpensive, and customer service is their top priority. You can use a money order, check, or wire transfer and easily get Bitcoins deposited into your Bitcoin wallet. Plus, there's a fee involved if you buy more than $40 worth of Bitcoin through Cash Into Coins, a very reasonable fee, by the way. And you can even donate some of that fee to charity. Plus, if you want to do a no-fee transaction to actually transfer cash into Bitcoins for zero fee, you can do that. You just have to order less than $40 worth at cashintocoins.com. That's cashintocoins.com. As we go back to the phone calls here with your thoughts, Tom is in Detroit. You're on Free Talk Live, Tom.
Hey, Ian. Good to hear you again.
And
Mark also is there?
Mark's not here tonight. He takes Friday nights off. We've got Daryl and Ellen in the studio. But go ahead with your thoughts, Tom.
Well, you guys have heard me on the March 22nd issue where I had Denver SWAT team in my at my front door to try to break into my house because somebody called, as I found out in the reports down the road, that they claimed they had a noise violation.
Well, okay, yeah.
Okay, so now it continues. I have a woman across the street that is angry with me because I would not help her jump her car, as I told you about, in the coldest night we've ever had in Michigan, 12 below zero. And so now it doesn't matter. Today I came home, I cranked up my stereo, I walked around the entire neighborhood, I went and knocked on everybody's door, and of course the girl that I figured was calling did not answer, and I did not hear anything. Even my dad next door was sleeping because the cops came again. They were here last night. They're here today. I won't speak to them.
So what you're saying is you turned up your stereo system, you cranked it up, and then you went out to your neighbor's front doors and you listened to see if you could hear it at the front doors of your neighbors?
And actually knocked on their doors and asked, what was my claim or my question? Do you hear that? And they were like, what? Okay, thank you. So, and of course, the girl that I have been suspecting of doing this, and like I said a couple of weeks ago, you guys heard me tell you the story.
Now, is this the same? You've called a few times. Is this the same person who's running a drug house?
That I was suspecting that's next door, and I was suspecting them, but the dopers moved out yesterday because I know the car they have, and it disappeared. So,
there you go.
And now when I went and went directly knocked on the girl who I thought the welfare recipient, as I told you, I didn't jump her car on the coldest night of the year, who I'm figuring is angry with me, sure enough, she wouldn't answer her door. I heard her dogs and she quieted them, yada, yada. And I didn't expect the cops to come. This is 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
And here, fortunately, I got to hear this one. Last night when they came, I'm not a real religious guy. But I do sound. I'm a sound company here in Detroit area, and I did some sound for a Christian guy, Rufus Harris, who has the most awesome CD. I don't like listening to God and Jesus and all this, but it is such an awesome CD. I was playing that when the cops came up last night, so they're hearing all this Jesus and all the stuff going on, and they had to wait for a break to come on, and they beat the crap out of my door, and again, I didn't go to have the answer, but again, it happened tonight. Not tonight, at 4, about 5 o'clock in the afternoon. So, and as I said, let's get back to it. The question was, if we are a libertarian society, or as Marlon puts it, a DRO, you know, the dispute resolution organization, how do we deal with a neighbor that is so upset with no matter what peep I make, because our laws are very vague, she calls the police, and they have to
come. I don't know about a DRO. You're talking about something envisioned by one libertarian-minded thinker, Stefan Molyneux. The idea of a DRO is some sort of private defense company, essentially something
dispute
to...
resolution organization.
Something to replace the police, ultimately.
To where my understanding is that... it's basically a new sort of social contract thing, but you actually sign a copy of it.
Well, right. I mean, without using jargon like DRO, I think that just contracts tend to be the answer to the question. We already have the solution, and in a lot of areas, many people have implemented that solution. It's called private neighborhoods with deed restrictions. If privacy and quiet is important to you, you should be living in a place where other people have that same value. So there are many places.
Can I jump in? Our actual ordinance is so vague that it says that if you're standing on your front porch and you're singing and you bother someone, that you can be ticketed. But on the second hand, we have all these bars on the lake, and they have now implemented a dB meter reading. And as I just told you, I'm in the sound business, and I completely understand this. So they have a rating, a noise level.
Right.
If I started my lawnmower in front of my house from 7 a.m. till 10 p.m., that'd be legal. And I guarantee you that dB level is way above what my stereo can produce. So
you're saying it would be legal to run a lawnmower, or you would violate the noise ordinance by running a lawnmower?
No, from 7 a.m. till 10 p.m., you can run a lawnmower. And if I chained a lawnmower to my porch and fired that thing up and let it run, as I'm listening to my stereo, you would never audibly hear my stereo. So that's my point.
So the noise, just to clarify, the noise ordinance about stereo, so there's like an exemption for lawnmowers or some sort of housework if you're banging or whatever on a hammer, et cetera, that sort of thing, making noise doing housework, that's exempted. But you're saying during daylight hours having a stereo cranked up is illegal?
I think what he's saying is that the ordinances are so vague that, like, any noise you make can be considered a violation of somebody else's, like,
but you're
right
saying
to not.
That there are some noises that are more equal than others.
After 10 p.m. or before 7 a.m. So if you're cutting your grass at 4 o'clock in the morning, you're violating
right,
the noise
about,
ordinance.
What I'm asking about is during the 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. time frame, are there prohibitions on noises besides house
Yeah, if you guys really want to see a comical ordinance, look up the city of St. Clair Shores, Michigan, 48080. And it literally says anything, literally standing on your porch, it literally says that, and singing. If it bothers someone, it must cease and desist.
Wow. It's crazy.
Right now, she's been able to have these cops, and that's my question. What do I do? I actually went around, introduced myself to everyone again tonight.
Well, I think that was a good thing to do, and so far the police haven't ticketed you yet, have they?
No, they came tonight, and again, I never answer my door. I never speak.
Well, that's so. There you go. It seems like you're doing the right thing. Besides leaving Detroit, thanks for the call, Tom. We can talk more about defense and what would happen in a free market in moments.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves here. Do it toll-free at 855-450-FREE. Whether you want to talk about vice or bad neighbors, how to deal with noisy neighbors without the government. A lot of people think they're going to call the state, and that's going to solve their problems with their neighbors. And I would hope that we can find more creative solutions, more peaceful solutions. We can talk about that here in a moment. And, you know, Mother's Day is coming up. I just want to let you know about a heck of a deal that's about to expire in mere hours from now. If you're listening to our voices live, you can still get this deal from Sherry's Berries. You get 40% off their regular price of freshly dipped strawberries starting at just $19.99. Now, these are enormous, fresh, juicy, mouthwatering berries topped in white milk and dark chocolatey goodness with chocolate chip toppings, decorative swizzle, or nuts. You cannot fail with Sherry's Berries. It's so delicious. The product is so good. And we've had them here multiple times at the Free Talk Live studios. I am a huge fan of this. Plus, I'm also a fan of doubling the berries. Now, $19.99 for the several giant dip strawberries is a pretty good deal, but doubling the berries is an even better deal for just $10 more. And you can do that. You can order either one of those deals by clicking on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner of berries.com and use the code FTL to get you access to the special pricing. That's berries.com. Click the mic. Type in FTL. It also gets us credit for sending them the business here as Mother's Day approaches next weekend. So this deal offer, or this offer expires at midnight tonight. I'm not sure if that's Eastern time or Pacific. So do it sooner rather than later at Berries, B-E-R-R-I-E-S. That's berries.com. Click the mic. Type in FTL and get that deal.
So I have an idea for the last caller who had an incident with his neighbor. Maybe he could just go next door, have a little chat, maybe bring over some of these chocolate-covered strawberries.
Ooh,
that might smooth the tension a little bit.
That is an excellent suggestion, although she's not answering the door at this moment, so that's a problem. Maybe
mail her some stuff. If he ships her the strawberries.
With a note or something.
Or he could buy something from the Silk Road that might make her calm down.
Or he could just go next door and talk to her without the strawberries.
The problem is she's not answering the door. How do you talk to a neighbor who won't talk to you?
You put on a clown mask and pretend that it's Halloween. Yeah, and just, like, bang on the door in June and say, trick or treat.
But seriously,
and then they'll answer the door because they think you're a crazy person.
A little bit of bribery can go a long way, Ellen. I think the Sherry's Berries solution is a good one. I mean, that...
I don't know if it's bribery. I'd say it's more just, like, I'm sorry, I feel bad for creating this tension here. Let's just be friends.
Even though, of course, it wasn't him that created the tension. It was the neighbor who created the tension in the first place by calling the police. But, you know, it doesn't hurt to apologize. Eat a little bit of crow, even if it's not your fault in the first place, just to try to make things better with people. But I think that just to further go on here, and we'll take your calls at 855-450-FREE, what would you do? What could be done differently, first of all, today in the situation with the neighbor upset about noise? Allegedly, he's saying he couldn't hear his stereo system. He cranked it up. He was standing on her front porch. He couldn't hear it. So he thinks she is just calling the police to harass him. And he may be very well correct in his beliefs because he thinks she's upset because he did not give her a jump one night when it was very, very cold, and now she's trying to get him back for that. Sounds plausible. So what would you do in that situation today? But also, what would this situation look like in the absence of this monopoly on force that we have known as the police department? And, of course, the kind of standard answer, I think, is deed restrictions and private neighborhoods. There are all kinds of ridiculous rules that people have to obey when they're in private neighborhoods. Personally, I don't want to live in one of these places, but for somebody for whom privacy is important and or quiet is important, or the color of your neighbor's houses are important, or the size of their shrubs and their grass and, you know, all these other ridiculous things, you can go and move into a private neighborhood and you can sign a covenant, an agreement with your other neighbors where 100% of the people in that private neighborhood have agreed that after X, you know, 6 p.m. or whatever, there will be no sound emitting from people's homes or whatever. And that, to me, is the way to solve that. People deliberately moving together with people who have a similar mindset.
Excuse me, sir. The contract in this deed-restricted neighborhood says that your door is to be white. Your door is eggshell. We're going to have to ask you to paint that.
Now, is that from a movie? Or is that actually, like, real life? Or
no, like, there are things to where, you know, you can only have certain shades of certain colors. True. And if it's not that specific shade, yep, then they will come over and fine you and make you paint your house.
There are
to the specifications.
Right. I mean, some of these places you've got to pay for a membership at their golf club, even if you never played golf. I mean, there's all kinds of just ridiculous. I was in one neighborhood once where I was at a friend's house late at night. It was not that late. It was in the evening. And apparently there was some rule that you can't have a truck. I was driving a truck at the time. You can have you cannot have a truck parked outdoors.
And you're not talking about, like, a 18-wheeler
semi-truck. Pickup truck.
So how is that different from a car in this situation?
It's a truck.
Because trucks have a bed.
Right.
Could so you have you an El Camino?
You have extra storage room. Well, so station wagons. What about those?
No, those station wagons, not a truck.
Because they're covered. What if it was a covered
there
truck?
There are covered trucks, too. So, yeah, I imagine they would probably...
But station wagon, not a truck.
Yeah. Station wagon doesn't have a bed, so even if it's a covered bed, it would probably... Anyway, they left a threatening note. Like, I wasn't even there that late after the time expired, like 6 o'clock or whatever the time was. And, you know, I left 45 minutes later, and there was a threatening note on my truck saying that next time they're going to tow me.
Wow.
So, yeah, I mean, they take that stuff pretty seriously. And then it's rules like that that make me want to have nothing to do with deed-restricted neighborhoods. I mean, these people are neighborhood Nazis. They're constantly coming up with new rules by which to rule other people's lives. And I want nothing to do with that. I'd rather take my chances and live out with the free people and take whatever noise ordinances might...
In a place without zoning?
Or noise issues. Yeah, no zoning, please. I mean, there's actually towns in New Hampshire where there's no zoning.
Yeah.
So it's not like it can't be done.
Houston has no zoning. Houston is one of the 10 largest cities in the country, and yep, they don't have zoning.
Now, to be fair, some of the suburbs apparently do have zoning in Houston.
Right, but the suburbs are not part of the city of Houston. They're different jurisdictions, different municipalities.
So, 855-450-FREE, you're welcome to share your thoughts with us. Brian is in Louisiana. You're on Free Talk Live. Brian.
Yes, and I'm Los Angeles. How are you doing, Ian?
Aha! I was tricked by the L.A. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, First of all, Sherry's Berries, I became more of a romantic person last Valentine's Day because I bought those, but they're very good product.
For whom did you buy them?
For my wife.
And so what'd she think?
She loved them. I've been accused of not being romantic enough, and that brought me up a few notches by doing that. So.
Excellent.
Hey, on Wednesday, you and Brett Mart were talking about compassion, libertarianism, or bringing up the, you know, making people think that we weren't just all, you know, bad and didn't like the poor and stuff like that. And I was wondering on the conversation, is it really something that we need to do? Because libertarianism, voluntarism, anarcho-capitalist, however you want to do it, that charity is more of a personal thing, but when you start trying to apply it to a group, you start doing collectivism. Collectivism means that you're going to have to try to get a group of people to act a certain way, and that means there's somebody needs to direct the charity, and then you start slowly creeping into government. And I was wondering if you're trying to combine two different things by saying charitable libertarian, because it sort of creates a conflict just in trying to combine the two, that charitable is to say to the individual and libertarian to
I am really confused about what it is you're actually saying right now.
It seems to me that he's saying that if a group of libertarians get together to do charity, then they're individuals doing charity. It's not libertarians organizing to be charitable.
Yeah, you were concerned about the perception that libertarians were having, that we need to raise the perception that we're not just selfish, because
yes,
libertarians have that reputation.
They do.
And I was
yes.
concerned by trying to raise it in the terms of libertarian, that you'd be creating a group sort of mentality, collectivism, and trying to direct people, because, you know, it's sort of like it's more.
I individual. Am not sure how it is that encouraging others to talk from a point of compassion when they're talking about the ideas of liberty is in any way collectivizing people into a group or creating a government. But if you want to hang on, Brian, we can bring it back and you can more better explain what you're getting at here. And we'd love to get Ellen's thoughts on this as well. More coming up on Free Talk Live in moments.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to begin? Do you fear your job is in jeopardy, or is your business income reduction keeping you awake at night? We're in the best time in 25 years to make a fortune in real estate without using your money or credit. My name is Ron LeGrand, and I've taught 500,000 people to do just that and personally bought hundreds of houses myself. If you'll call 800-970-6156, 24 hours, and leave your information, I'll send the first 500 callers my hot new CD, Foreclosure Fortunes, and my best-selling book to help you get started absolutely free. I'll show you how to build a six-figure income part-time with no previous experience and no license, even if you're a busy professional. Call 800-970-6156, 24 hours, and get my new book and CD free. That's 800-970-6156. Take your life back and make this your best year ever. Call 800-970-6156 now.
I'm a very bad man. And today I watched you leave for work. Then I kicked your door and took your stuff. Without a door devil reinforcing your door frame, it was like you invited me. Don't worry, I'll check back in a couple weeks. Once you've got new stuff.
Door devils are available at participating Ace Hardware stores and locksmiths. Or visit DoorDevil.com.
Gentlemen, in search of a $1 million smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention, then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to proflowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, proflowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's proflowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, and Skype in to the show at username lrn.fm. Joining you tonight in studio, Ian here.
Ellen.
And Daryl.
Ellen is here courtesy of her radio show. It's ALP, and it was formerly on lrn.fm on Saturday nights, but as of this week is no longer heard in that time slot. Unfortunately, due to the fact that one of the hosts has moved physically from the Keene area to about an hour and a half, hour and 40 minutes across the state, and she's really enjoying her new house, from what I understand. Allie, who is on Free Talk Live Monday nights, she's still making the trip all the way out here to do the show of Free Talk Live, but I guess coming out here late on a Saturday night probably was a little bit too much to ask, although she could have set up a studio there, and you guys are going to have a studio, but still just the timing, I guess, prevents you from doing the show live anymore on Saturday nights.
Yes. Well, since she's moved out to Alton Bay, and that's pretty far away, and I have to work on Sunday mornings.
Ooh,
so
yeah. Okay.
That, it was just easier for us to change the time, so now it's going to be on Tuesday nights.
And you guys are going to record the show just as you currently do. So your listeners,
yep,
can go to alpshow.com, get more of Ellen there, and download the podcast, download whatever episodes you want. So you're still going to be podcasting the show. Is there talk about doing a live version with
video
stream?
I think we are going to be you streaming it.
Okay.
Yes. So.
All right. So I'm sure once that begins, have you done your first new episode at the new location?
No, actually, that's going to be this Tuesday.
Okay.
We skipped last Tuesday, but we are going to be live streaming it. There's going to be a chat room. You'll still have the same features. You can still email us. We have the same email. We have the same Facebook page, everything. It's just going to be at a different time.
Okay, so alpshow.com. Go there and get more. And I'm glad to hear that there's not going to be a lot of downtime, that you guys are going to be back up this week with a new show.
Yep.
Very cool.
I'm pretty excited about it.
Do you know your topic yet for this week?
No, I don't. I'm not even familiar with the new studio yet.
Oh, you haven't been there?
I looked at it.
Okay.
I didn't use it.
All right, cool. Well, looking forward to seeing what comes out of the new setup that you guys have. And again, alpshow.com. For more of Ellen, and Daryl's over at fpp.cc. Brian is back with us in L.A. Brian, let me see if I can recap what you said before, and you can correct me where I'm wrong, because I feel like I'm totally misunderstanding you. There was some conversation on the show a few nights ago about libertarians being looked at by a lot of people as these heartless bastards, these people who just don't care about others. They want people to die in the streets of sickness, and the elderly need to be out of nursing homes and just dying in the streets. And this is kind of this mistaken viewpoint, I think, of a lot of libertarians. But libertarians, some of them bring it on themselves by virtue of the fact that they're when they're communicating with people about the ideas of liberty, they don't necessarily come from a perspective of compassion. So instead of just saying they want to end, or it's, what they might do is they'll say they want to end welfare. And to somebody who wants to help other people, saying you want to end welfare makes it sound like you don't care about people and that you want those people to have a tough time in life. But the other part of the statement should be that, well, if we could keep the money that we earned and decide where best to spend it, that private charities and organizations that are not government, private organizations, would be able to better take care of people than the government currently does. So really, the system that we're arguing for here, or, you know, the non-system, the lack of a system, would give more choice for helping people and be more compassionate, more people who actually need help who would get help, as opposed to people who are just mooching from the system. There are all kinds of things that we can say to show why it is that liberty is the most compassionate setup. Now, that was what I was saying the other night, but it sounded like you had understood that as advocating that everybody be, join some sort of libertarian charity. What did I get wrong about what you were saying?
What you said was very clear just now about that actually that liberty would provide the best way to do it. But when you were talking earlier about trying to change the people's viewpoint of libertarianism and try to make the libertarianism compassionate, I think that's the problem, because it's just a philosophy of freedom and people have choices. So I think the way you just described it now, that it would free people to be compassionate. So it's not libertarians being compassionate, it's people being compassionate. Because every time I start talking about it, people start, if I start saying libertarians be compassionate, then my friends who don't understand the state of society think there needs to be a leader and director and a way to collect the money and a way to distribute the money. And they get all, then they go, see, there needs to be government. So if I keep it down to the individual has a right to give who he wants to, people can understand that. So
what you're saying is it's other people that you found were having a tough time understanding, communicating how charity can take care of people?
Yes. And the second you start saying that there would be a group of us, they think government. So I've just now taken it to individualize it and saying if the government gave you back, $10,000 of the $20,000, but at the same time told you that there was no more welfare and your neighbor needed food, would you use some of that money to give to them? And they said yes. And I say, well, there's probably lots of people like you out there, so we don't really need the government to do it.
There are a lot of people that do, self-organize to do charitable activities. Are you claiming that all of those people that organize into groups then form their own government to do the charitable thing?
No. Well, I guess you could define government by having a leader like that. But it's just they have a hard time when you start. People have a hard time imagining replacing the role of government in their head.
That much is true. I mean, it's been with us for so long, the idea of the state, and of course, as we touched on earlier, getting rid of the state is a scary idea to people. They don't know what that would look like, and they're quite frightened of it, as is evidenced by the existence of the Free Keen Haters. Thank you, Brian, for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Any thoughts, Ellen?
Well, I think that if the state were removed from the equation, then people would feel more of a personal responsibility for the quality of their life. So if they wanted people around them to be happier, they would probably try to do something actively about that. And it's individuals doing this on an individual basis. And if they choose to form a group, I wouldn't say that that's like collectivizing all of libertarianism or anything. I mean, libertarianism, I wouldn't say it's a universal philosophy for people's lives. It's basically a way of looking at political activism. So if there is a libertarian that's like completely heartless, you can't generalize everyone that way. Most people that are
But people will, right? Like if the first libertarian they meet is a real a-hole, then they might think that libertarians are all a-holes. You shouldn't do that.
Right, but that's kind of like a logical fallacy. You can't generalize everybody based on one person that you meet.
People will. That's
people do.
Yeah. But you have to judge each situation in context.
I agree with you. So. You should do those things, but people certainly don't have to because they don't.
There's also the, maybe it's deserved that a lot of libertarians are poor tippers.
Well, because they judge a person based on what value they provide, maybe.
Because they're cheap.
Oh, is that what it is?
They're, because they're cheap and they don't understand social norms.
I usually tip well above 20%.
Above 20? Usually I'll do 20 for good service, but tipping's a tough... You know, it's easy to cut somebody some level of a break, at least understanding why they don't understand tipping, because it's confusing, and, you know, like it was 15%, now it's 20%, and what do you do if you're not, you know, at a restaurant? What if it's a haircut? What's the right tip here? What's the right tip in a cab? So tipping, I think, as a general topic, can be pretty confusing, but nonetheless... You can give some of these people feedback about their poor tipping, and they don't care.
Right.
And then at that point, the right thing to do is to stop going out with those people.
Right, but that there's still the, you know, again, it might be a well-deserved prejudice or whatever, or bias, that libertarians are poor tippers, based on just a few people.
Yes.
But they then, oh, you're one of those libertarians, you're not going to tip me, so I'm not going to give you good service.
Well, I just want to get to the point here. Like, I am a libertarian. I hate it when people violate my rights in any way, shape, or form. But I will also help you out if you're my friend. Like, I give people rides all the time. I will voluntarily give things away if I like a person. And, like, I would consider myself pretty giving. So, like, there's nothing in libertarianism that says that you have to be a cold-hearted, like, selfish, greedy person.
Certainly not. And I think that many people in the liberty movement are very, very good people and very generous. It's just that there are certain people out there who are very poor at communicating these ideas, and they taint people's viewpoint of what a libertarian is.
Right. Well, acting in self-interest can also include acting in someone else's self-interest. It doesn't exclude it.
No, certainly, and giving to charity is a great way to feel good. I mean, a lot of people give to charity and they help organizations like that because it's a good thing to do that makes them feel warm and happy inside, and that's a fine motivation for doing something. We're out of time for tonight. You can join us online between now and tomorrow night's show. That's right, we do live Saturday and Sunday editions of Free Talk Live, 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time every night. That's our live hours. If you're not hearing us then, you can always call the show during those hours and listen to yourself later. We'll see you online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Have a great night.
If you've got aches and pain and soreness, it could be chronic inflammation. Listen to Dave talk about Relief Factor 4.
I was in a sawmill accident, suffered with pain and discomfort for 60 years. I heard about Relief Factor 4 and decided to order it. And in 4 days, I was walking without a limp and without pain. I am thrilled.
For more information or to order Relief Factor 4, go online at ReliefFactor4.com. That's ReliefFactor4.com.
Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference one cup at a time. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade grown, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Try the best of the best for free. Just cover shipping. 10% of future purchases go toward helping us give the gift of human freedom around the globe with at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.